Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners. Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so get ready because this deep dive is going to hit close to home for a lot of us.
Yeah.
We're talking about nightmare neighbors.
Oh, I think we all know the feeling.
Those folks you just hope and pray you never end up living next to.
And this one sounds like it's right out of a horror movie. Someone sent us this letter. It starts out with just wanting some peace and quiet.
Totally. Finally score that dream apartment, right?
Right.
Our letter writer, they found a place closer to work, nice view, the whole nine yards, thought they hit the jackpot.
They did. At first, anyway, the letter really emphasizes just how much they were craving a haven from, like, everyday life.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So that makes everything that happens next even more jarring.
It's like, you know, it's almost like the calm before the storm in those scary movies.
Exactly.
And just like in those movies, yeah, it all starts with these little, almost missable signs of trouble.
Like that stray beer bottle the litter writer found outside their door.
Yeah, like, come on, seriously.
We've probably all been there at some point.
Oh, totally. But it's like, you just get this feeling, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like your gut's telling you something's not quite right.
That's why it's so important to pay attention to those early red flags.
Absolutely.
It might not be a big deal on its own, right?
Right.
But often it's part of a bigger pattern of behavior.
And oh boy, did the pattern escalate in this case.
Yeah.
Overflowing trash, furniture blocking the hallway.
It's almost comical.
It is, until you're the one dealing with it, right?
Right, and that's when it gets really frustrating, you know?
Absolutely.
This is a textbook example of that broken windows theory.
You know? Tell me more.
Basically, it means that when you have these small signs of disorder, if you just ignore them, they can actually create an environment where, well, where bigger problems start to pop up.
So it's like a domino effect almost.
Exactly. One thing leads to another. And in this case, it seems like every little incident just made the neighbors bolder. You know what I mean?
It's like they were getting away with it. So why stop? So what did our letter writer do about this? Well, they tried to take the high road.
Oh.
Tried to be the bigger person, you know, the voice of reason.
Always a good first step.
Right. Talk to the neighbors directly.
Sure.
Let's just say it didn't exactly go as planned.
Oh, no.
The letter describes the boyfriend's response as, and I quote, combative and ugly.
Ooh, that's not good.
Definitely not the makings of a productive conversation.
Not at all.
Sounds like this boyfriend was itching for a fight with anyone who dared to question his, let's call it unique approach to being a good neighbor. And that's where things went from bad to worse.
Yeah, this is where it really takes a nosedive.
It went from annoying to just downright creepy.
The letter writer talks about this pattern of behavior, and it just kept getting worse.
Oh, it gets worse, all right.
Like they were going out of their way to make the letter writer's life miserable.
Yeah, what was it? Loud parties every night?
Every night. Trash piling up in the hallway like they were trying to win some kind of award for worst neighbor of the year.
And it wasn't just our letter writer who was suffering, right?
Right. The letter mentions other tenants, too. Like, there was a single mom with a young child who was constantly being woken up by the noise.
Oh, that's awful.
She was having trouble sleeping, which made it hard to focus at work and take care of her kid.
So it was affecting everyone in the building.
Exactly. This wasn't just an isolated incident. It was affecting the whole community.
It's like that feeling of being stuck in a nightmare, you know?
I can only imagine.
You feel like you can't escape it.
You're trapped.
Exactly.
And the worst part is, the letter writer tried everything to fix the situation. Talking to the building manager, leaving polite notes, you name it.
But nothing worked.
Nothing. It was like these neighbors knew they could get away with anything.
And that's when things took an even darker turn, right?
Yeah, things escalated.
Tell me about it. This is like straight out of a horror movie.
Well, one morning, the letter writer woke up and their welcome mat was covered in broken glass.
No way! Seriously?
Seriously, talk about creepy.
That's beyond creepy. That's seriously messed up.
The letter writer was terrified. And understandably so.
Did they ever find out who did it?
That's the thing. The security cameras in the hallway.
Yeah.
They weren't working that night.
Convenient?
Very convenient. Almost like it was planned.
You think it was the neighbors?
Well, the letter writer seems to think so. And honestly, it's not hard to see why.
I mean, who else would do something like that?
Exactly. It was a clear attempt to intimidate the letter writer, to silence them.
And it gets even worse, right? Because then came the note.
The note. Oh, yeah. Two little words.
Two words that send chills down your spine.
You're next.
Ugh, it gives me goosebumps just thinking about it.
That's the thing about fear. It's insidious. It gets under your skin.
And it can make you do things you never thought you'd do.
Exactly, like move out of your own home.
Which is exactly what the letter writer ended up doing.
They felt like they had no other choice.
They were terrified, and who could blame them?
Honestly, after everything they went through, it's hard to imagine feeling safe in that apartment.
So they packed their bags and left.
Just like that, their dream home turned into a nightmare.
And it's all because of these horrible neighbors.
It just goes to show, sometimes the people you live next to can make or break your living situation.
It's true. You never know who you're going to end up with.
And in this case, it sounds like our letter writer got stuck with the worst of the worst.
It's like that silence, you know? The one right before something awful happens.
Exactly. And in this case, the silence was broken in the most terrifying way imaginable.
That note.
The letter writer found it on their door. Just like the broken glass.
And it just said, you're next.
Two words, but man, they packed a punch.
Chilling, absolutely chilling.
It was a direct threat, plain and simple.
And it worked, didn't it? Because the letter writer, they moved out, right? Yes,
they did. They felt like they had no other choice, you know?
I get it. After everything they went through, who could blame them?
It's heartbreaking, isn't it? To feel so unsafe in your own home that you have to uproot your entire life.
It really makes you think, you know? About the things we take for granted, like feeling safe and secure in our own homes.
Absolutely. And it makes you wonder, what would you do in that situation?
Right. Like, what can you even do when someone is that determined to make your life a living hell? It's a scary thought.
It is. And it's a reminder that these kinds of things, they don't just happen in movies or on TV. They can happen to anyone.
So true. And that's why this deep dive has been so, I don't know, eye-opening.
Definitely eye-opening and a little unsettling.
Totally. We started out talking about annoying neighbors, and we ended up in, like, full-on psychological thriller territory.
It's a slippery slope, isn't it?
It really is. So to our listeners out there, I guess all we can say is be careful who you trust and be even more careful who you live next to.
And if you're dealing with a nightmare neighbor situation yourself, remember, you're not alone.
There are resources out there and people who can help.
Don't be afraid to reach out.
That's great advice to end on. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
Anytime.
Until next time, everyone, stay safe out there.
And sleep tight.
Oh, yeah. And if you hear any strange noises coming from next door, maybe don't investigate.
Just kidding. We'll see you next time.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your
intestines. Stop it! Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners. Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners. Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners. Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners. Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.